ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So the Harinam Chintamani by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur is the Nama Acharya. He is the person Lord Chaitanya used to demonstrate the ideal chanter. Our whole Krishna consciousness movement is based on chanting. When Lord Chaitanya received Harinam Diksha, his spiritual master said, "You are a fool. You should not study the Vedanta Sutra." Because at that time, it was the general common understanding that in order to achieve liberation, you had to study the Vedanta Sutra. But Ishwara Puri told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "You don't waste your time studying Vedanta Sutra. You just chant this Hare Krishna mantra." And one of the verses that he quoted from the Brihan Naradiya Purana: Harinama, Harinama, Harinamaiva Kevalam, Kadao Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. Three times Harinama appears. Three times the holy name of God appears. And three times no other way. When something is wanting to be emphasized, you say it three times. Sometimes we tell our children, "Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this." Because they don't hear the first time. So we are in the same position. So there are three times, no other way. Meaning, not by karma or fruitive work. Not by mental speculation, jnana. Not by yoga. Not by meditation. Only the holy name.
Solo el santo nombre.
And everything is there in the chanting of the holy name.
Y todo está ahí en el canto del santo nombre.
Everything you could possibly want is there in the holy name.
Todo lo que tú puedas desear está ahí en el santo nombre.
Lord Chaitanya strictly obeyed his spiritual master.
El señor Chaitanya muy estrictamente se le ordenó por su maestro espiritual.
And immediately he developed all the ecstatic symptoms of pure chanting.
E inmediatamente él manifestó todos los síntomas extáticos del canto puro.
And he went back to his spiritual master,
y él regresó con su maestro espiritual,
because he had a doubt.
Porque tenía una deuda.
So whenever there is a doubt in our spiritual life,
cuando quiera que haya una duda en nuestro, en nuestra vida espiritual,
we must refer the matter to our spiritual master.
Debemos referir el asunto a nuestro maestro espiritual.
And get the proper conclusion.
Y tomar y alcanzar la, la conclusión apropiada.
And Ishwara Puri told Lord Chaitanya,
el señor Ishwara Puri le dijo al señor Chaitanya,
that I am very happy that you have achieved perfection.
Yo estoy muy feliz de que hayas alcanzado perfección.
Now it is very interesting.
Ahora es muy interesante.
That even after attaining perfection,
que incluso después de haber alcanzado la perfección,
Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master gave him 3 more instructions.
El maestro espiritual del señor Chaitanya le entregó 3 instrucciones más.
And this is after achieving perfection.
Y esto es después de alcanzar la perfección.
So we will never be separated from the instruction of the spiritual master.
Es que nunca debemos estar separados de las instrucciones del maestro espiritual.
He is your eternal spiritual master.
Es tu maestro espiritual eterno.
Therefore, you choose spiritual master wisely.
Por eso tú debes de escoger a tu maestro espiritual con inteligencia.
With much consideration.
Con mucha consideración.
Because you're going to serve this person eternally.
Porque vas a servir a esta persona.
Life after life.
Eternamente, vida tras vida.
So Ishwarapuri told Lord Gauranga,
es que Ishwarapuri le dijo al señor Gauranga,
continue to chant.
Continúa cantando.
That's significant.
Es muy significativo.
Because the Mayavadis, they also chant.
Porque también los Mayavadis cantan.
But they think that chanting is a means to an end.
Pero ellos piensan que el canto es algo que tiene un fin.
And when they merge with God,
y cuando ellos se fundan con Dios,
when they achieve liberation,
cuando alcancen la liberación,
no more chanting.
No hay más.
But devotees say no.
Pero los devotos dicen no.
When I am liberated,
cuando esté liberado,
the real chanting actually begins.
El verdadero canto en verdad apenas comienza.
So right now we are simply practicing.
Es que ahora estamos simplemente practicando.
Just like a musician.
Como un músico.
They have to, like our friend Bhaktatuna here. Your profession is music, yes? Yes. So in order for you to be a professional musician, you have to practice. Otherwise, when the day for the performance comes, toca la mala. I say you have to practice. So everything we're doing now is sadhana bhakti or devotional service in practice. And when we achieve perfection, the chanting will go on. In the spiritual world, they are chanting. So what we're doing now is going to go on when we go back to Godhead. So that was the first instruction. Continue to chant. Number 2. Stay in the association of devotees. That is why Prabhupada created this movement.
Es por eso que Srila Prabhupada creó este movimiento.
The movement is for association.
El movimiento es para asociación.
So we are meant to help each other.
Es que estamos hechos para ayudar a todos los demás.
Those who perform yoga.
Aquellos que realizan yoga.
More or less it's a selfish practice.
Más o menos es una práctica egoísta.
You are simply concerned about your yoga.
Simplemente te preocupas por tu yoga.
But bhakti is different.
Pero el bhakti es diferente.
We make it our primary concern.
Nuestra primer preocupación.
To help others.
Es ayudar a los demás.
Otherwise, why did Prabhupada leave Vrindavan?
De otra manera, ¿para qué Srila Prabhupada dejó Vrindavan?
On the verge of his 70th birthday.
En la frolera de los 70 años.
He left Vrindavan for you. He wanted you to share the same gift that he has, which he coined Krishna consciousness. So, in the association of devotees, we help each other.
En la asociación de devotos, nosotros ayudamos uno a otro.
And that help is based on a very fundamental principle.
Y esta ayuda se basa en un principio fundamental.
Which Lord Chaitanya says we are to wear around our necks constantly.
Nosotros
tenemos que tenerlo constantemente en la garganta.
Ah, que nosotros tenemos que tomar, que tener constantemente alrededor de nuestro cuello.
Something that every one of us should have memorized by now. So now we will see who has can pass the examination. What is the third Shikshastakam? Repeat that.
Nada pisunishe nataro vasahishuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari.
So some have not memorized it yet. That is one of the most important things you should learn.
Es una de las cosas más importantes que debes aprender.
I chant that mantra before every speaking engagement I do.
Yo canto ese mantra antes de cualquier plática que yo vaya a
dar. That verse and Hare Nama.
Ese verso y Hare Nama.
Those are the two verses I live by.
Yo son los dos versos por los cuales yo vivo.
The only reason that I have gotten to where I am
la única razón de que yo he llegado donde estoy
is because of those two verses.
Es por esos dos versos.
And I preach to my students,
yo le predico a mis estudiantes,
the sooner you can learn humility,
lo más pronto que puedas aprender humildad,
the happier you will be.
Lo feliz que vas a ser.
Whether you're a brahmachari or a grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, if you're not humble, you will fail. Especially in householder life.
Especialmente en la vida del casado.
You had better learn humility.
Es mejor que aprendas humildad.
Otherwise, the material modes of nature will teach you something very strong.
De otra manera, las modalidades de la naturaleza material te van a enseñar algo muy pesado.
So we are to help each other and remind each other that we are the eternal servant of Krishna.
Nosotros tenemos que ayudar a todos y recordarle a los demás que todos somos sirvientes de Krishna.
We are to come together to hear and chant about Krishna.
Nosotros debemos estar juntos para escuchar y cantar acerca de Krishna.
That's why we're here.
Es por eso que estamos aquí.
And the third instruction that his spiritual master gave him.
Y la tercera instrucción que su maestro espiritual le dio.
Now go out and preach the value of this holy name of God.
Ahora sal y predica el valor de este santo nombre de Dios.
And in our movement we do the same thing.
Y en nuestro movimiento hacemos lo mismo.
We are giving people Prabhupada's books.
Le damos a la gente el libro de
Prabhupada. We are giving people prasad.
Le damos a la gente prasad.
We are meant to preach.
Nosotros estamos hechos para predicar.
And the more you preach,
y mientras más prediques,
your advancement increases.
Tu avance crece.
And I have preached for many, many years.
Yo he predicado por muchos, muchos años.
Everything is preaching.
Todo es predica.
So, even if you're a pujari,
incluso aunque seas un pujari,
you're a preacher.
Eres un predicador.
If you're a mother taking care of children,
eres una madre cuidando un niño,
you're still a preacher.
Pues también eres predicador.
Whatever you're doing,
todo que hagas,
is preaching.
Es predica.
And you have to have that mentality.
Y tienes que tener esa mentalidad.
My wife always chastises me.
Mi esposa siempre me castiga.
She always tells me, hey,
ella siempre me dice, hey,
what are you doing?
¿Qué estás haciendo?
You're representing Srila Prabhupada.
Representando a Srila Prabhupada.
Act properly.
Actúa apropiadamente.
Yes, that's good that she does that.
Es bueno que ella haga eso.
Sometimes we have to speak strongly.
Tenemos que hablar fuerte.
But that speaking strongly is based on humility and love.
Pero esa voz fuerte está basada en humildad y amor.
Out of concern for the person.
Debido a que uno se preocupa por las personas.
All right. So Haridas Thakur is the emblem, the example of chanting.
Así es que Haridas Thakur es el emblema, el ejemplo del canto.
Repeatedly, Prabhupada tells us,
repetidamente, Srila Prabhupada nos dijo,
we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur.
No podemos imitar a Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur was chanting 3 times 64 rounds every day.
Haridas Thakur cantaba 3 veces 64 rondas cada día.
192 rounds.
192 rondas.
And we complain that we have to chant 16.
Y nosotros nos quejamos que tenemos que cantar 16.
So, we cannot imitate, but we can follow Haridas Thakur's example.
No lo podemos imitar, pero podemos seguir el ejemplo de Srila Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur was chanting a prescribed number of rounds.
Srila Haridas Thakur estaba cantando su número prescrito de rondas.
As is explained in the Shad Goswam Ashtaka. Sankirpurvaka nama gana natabi. That one has to chant a prescribed number of rounds. And Prabhupada has written it. It cannot be changed. 16 roundas.
16 roundas.
Did I say that right? Roundas?
Roundas.
Somebody already tried to change it to 4.
Algunas lo han tratado de cambiar a 4.
GBC said, no puede.
El GBC dice, no puede.
Is that right? No can?
No puede.
Hey, I'm learning. Jai. It is written, it is documented, 16 rounds. And then, side by side, work hard to push on this movement. Everybody has a different activity. Somebody is worshipping deity. Somebody is managing people. Some people are distributing books.
Algunos están distribuyendo libros.
Everybody has different.
Todos tienen alguna diferencia.
And everybody has to first
y todo el mundo tiene que primero
finish their 16 rondas.
Terminar sus 16 rondas.
Rondas. I like the way it sounds. Rondas. I'll start doing that in L.A. Chandesis Rondas. That's the first instruction of Srila
Prabhupada.
So there are 3 stages in chanting. And this is explained by Haridas Thakur. The first stage is where everybody begins.
La primera etapa es donde todo el mundo comienza.
Committing offenses.
Cometiendo ofensas.
And Haridas Thakur goes through an in-depth analysis of the 10 offenses.
Y Srila Haridas Thakur comienza un minucioso análisis de las 10 ofensas.
The major portion of this book is the 10 offenses.
La mayor parte de este libro, la mayor porción es de las 10 ofensas.
But as soon as one accepts a spiritual master and starts to follow his instructions, then one comes to the second stage. That is called Namabhas. It is called the clearing stage. One is still committing offenses.
Cuando a uno todavía comete ofensas.
But one is actively trying not to commit offense.
Pero uno está activamente tratando de no cometer ofensas.
That's the difference.
Esa es la diferencia.
The whole process of bhakti,
todo el proceso de bhakti
is one of sincere effort.
Es un sincero esfuerzo.
All you have to do to become successful
todo lo que tienes que hacer para volverte exitoso
is to become serious and sincere.
Serio y sincero.
If you just have those two qualifications,
solamente ocupar esas dos cualificaciones,
you are serious about your spiritual life,
serio en tu vida espiritual,
and you sincerely want to make spiritual advancement,
y que sinceramente quieras hacer un avance espiritual,
you will succeed.
Tú vas a ser exitoso.
And it all begins with every day chanting nicely.
Y en todos los comienzos uno debe de cantar muy bien.
To help us become free from offenses,
para ayudarnos a estar libre de las ofensas,
we are taught in the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
nosotros hemos visto el Chaitanya Charitamrita
that one should take shelter of the Pancha Tattva.
Uno tiene que tomar refugio en el Pancha Tattva.
This is repeated more than once.
Eso se repite más de una vez.
So before chanting, we take shelter of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Here in this temple, you are blessed.
Aquí en este templo ustedes están bendecidos.
You have Nitai Nimai Sundar. And they do not accept any offense.
Ellos no aceptan ninguna ofensa.
All you have to do is chant and dance.
Solo que tienes que hacer es cantar y bailar.
And take some prasad.
Y tomar prasad.
So, before chanting, take shelter of that. It is called the Pancha Tattva Mahamantra.
Así es que antes de comenzar, tomar refugio en ese Pancha Tattva Mahamantra.
It is also Mahamantra.
También es un Mahamantra.
It is the Pancha Tattva Mahamantra.
Es el Pancha Tattva Mahamantra.
Then we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Entonces, después cantamos el
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. It is said by Haridas Thakur that even in the second stage,
inclusive en la segunda etapa,
the clearing stage,
la etapa aclaradora,
the stage of Namabhas,
la etapa de Namabhas,
one is liberated.
Uno está liberado.
Even in the second stage.
Inclusive en esa segunda etapa.
But the real holy name,
pero el verdadero santo nombre,
or what is called Shuddha Nam,
o aquello que se conoce como Shuddha Nam,
that is the perfectional stage.
Es la perfección del canto.
And for that you have to become free from offenses.
Y para ello tienes que estar libre de ofensas.
And chanting once without offense,
y cuando uno canta por primera vez sin ofensas,
delivers you from all sinful reactions you could even possibly commit.
Te puedes liberar de tantas ofensas que incluso pudieras llegar a cometer.
Just one offenseless utterance.
Con solo un nombre sin ofensas.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We chant and chant and chant because we do not know when that pure utterance will come.
Nosotros tenemos que cantar y cantar y cantar porque no sabemos cuándo ese estado puro aparecerá.
When we chant without offense,
cuando cantamos sin ofensas,
the holy name reveals everything about Krishna.
El santo nombre nos revela todo acerca de Krishna.
And you will taste all of the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness.
Y vas a probar todo el éxtasis de la conciencia de Krishna.
Haridas Thakur was such an amazing personality.
Haridas Thakur era una tan maravillosa personalidad.
He is described as being two persons.
Él se describe como si fuera dos personas. Se describe que son dos personas.
In his early life,
en su vida anterior,
he was arrested by the Muslim magistrate.
En su misma vida fue arrestado por un magistrado musulmán.
He was accused
fue acusado
because he was born a Muslim.
Porque había nacido en la familia, en la gente musulmana.
But he was behaving like a Hindu.
Pero estaba actuando como un Hindu.
So this was very, very evil.
Esto era muy, muy demoníaco.
And the Muslim leader said, all you have to do is atone for your sin and recognize that you are Muslim.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es arrepentirte de tu pecado y reconoce que eres un musulmán.
Haridas Thakur could not give up Krishna.
Haridas Thakur no pudo dejar a Krishna.
So he was arrested.
Así que fue arrestado.
And all the prisoners in the jail,
y todos los prisioneros en la cárcel,
they gave Haridas Thakur so much respect.
Le daban mucho respeto a Haridas Thakur.
And Haridas Thakur blessed them.
Y Haridas Thakur los bendijo.
That soon you will all be delivered.
Todos ustedes pronto van a ser liberados.
And they thought that meant they were going to get out of jail.
Y pronto van a salir incluso de la cárcel.
But Haridas Thakur said no.
Haridas Thakur dijo no.
If you chant with me, you'll be delivered from sinful reactions.
No, si tú cantas conmigo, vas a ser liberado de tus reacciones pecaminosas.
Haridas Thakur was preaching even in the jail.
Haridas Thakur inclusive en la cárcel predicaba.
So the Muslim magistrate decided that they must punish Haridas Thakur.
Así es que el magistrado musulmán decidió que tenía que castigar a Haridas Thakur.
So it was, he was convicted and he was going to be beaten till death.
Así es que fue apresado y después se ordenó que fuera golpeado hasta la muerte.
So he was beaten in 22 marketplaces.
Así es que él fue golpeado en 22 mercados.
But he did not feel any pain.
Pero no sentía un solo dolor.
The pain was taken by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
El dolor estaba siendo tomado por el Señor Chaitanya.
And after 22 beatings,
y después de 22 golpizas,
the people who were beating him,
la gente que lo estaba golpeando,
said to Haridas,
dijo Haridas,
would you please die?
¿Puedes, por favor, ya morirte?
Because if you don't die, we're going to get beaten.
Porque si no te mueres, nosotros vamos a ser golpeados.
So Haridas said, oh, you want me to die? Okay. I don't want you to be punished because of me. So Haridas went into Samadhi and faked his own death. Just so that the people who were beating him would not get beaten by the Qazi. So everybody thought he died. But then he reappeared. And everybody was amazed. They couldn't believe it. So, when Haridas Thakur at this time, because he was beaten in 22 marketplaces, he is compared to Prahlad Maharaj. Because Prahlad Maharaj was tortured by his father. So in this way, sometimes Haridas Thakur is said to be the incarnation of Prahlad. Later,
después,
when Haridas Thakur is tempted by the prostitute,
después, cuando Haridas Thakur intentó ser tentado por una
and prostituta, tempted by Maya Devi herself,
tentado por Maya Devi misma.
He is compared to Lord Brahma.
Se le compara al Señor Brahma.
When he was tempted by the prostitute,
cuando él fue tentado por la prostituta,
it was also because of envy.
Era por envidia.
Originally he was arrested because they were envious of him.
Originalmente fue arrestado porque sentían envidia de él.
And now in this other part, the Muslim man doesn't like the fact that Haridas Thakur is so popular with all the people.
Y después de eso, los musulmanes no aceptaban que Haridas Thakur fuera tan popular.
Because Haridas Thakur's spiritual potency was very prominent.
Porque la potencia espiritual de Haridas Thakur era muy prominente.
And everybody was going to him and honoring him and recognizing him.
Y todo el mundo iba con él, lo honraba y lo reconocía.
So the Muslim magistrate decided, I can't have this. I have to be the most important man here. So he devised a plan We will get Haridas Thakur to fall down to illicit sex. So he called for prostitutes. And one young prostitute said, yes, I can do it in 3 días. 3 días he will fall. So the Muslim said, okay, I will have my servant come with you, and as soon as he falls down, we'll arrest him. She said, no. One time let me enjoy. Then the second time, because if you do it once, you're going to do it twice. That's the way it works. You do it once, you're going to do 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in. Not one time. Okay, I'm done. Doesn't work that way. Maya doesn't let you off the hook so easy. So, Ramachandra Khan agreed, all right. So she came at night. Haridas Thakur was chanting 22 and a half hours every day. And he would chant in front of a tulsi plant. And Prabhupada says that's the ideal chanting. Tulsi was on a raised platform. And the moonlight was coming in his room. And the prostitute came in. And she very, very brazenly said to Haridas, oh, you're so young. You are so handsome. I must have you. If I don't have you, I'm going to die. Now, anyone else would go, Nobody can resist when a woman glorifies you. No man can resist. If a woman comes and tells you that you are so wonderful, very nice. That is human male nature. So Haridas Thakur said to her, let me finish my rondas. I have made a vow and I'm almost done. So you sit, and as soon as I'm done with my rondas, then we can enjoy. So the prostitute was sitting there, and she also offered respects to Tulsi. Very interesting prostitute. At least she knew to give respect to Tulsi. The prostitutes of now, they don't do. So Haridas was chanting, and then she saw it was late. So Haridas said, oh, I'm sorry. See, I made a vow. That I would chant one so many names. I thought I would finish tonight, but I didn't finish. Come tomorrow, I'll finish. So she was very happy. Oh, okay. So she went back to Ramchandra Khan. And she gave her report. He has promised that tonight he will enjoy with me. So second night, she came, paid obeisances. And Haridas said, oh, very good. I think today I can finish. Sit down and listen to the chanting. And by the association of Haridas, she also started to chant. Uh-oh. He was doing something here. She was starting to chant. Why? Because she was hearing from the pure, liberated devotee.
¿Cómo estuvo? Que ella empezó a cantar. Es porque ella escuchó de un devoto puro liberado.
That chanting is all powerful.
Este canto es completamente poderoso.
Just like this movement.
Como este movimiento.
Started from Prabhupada chanting.
Comenzó por el canto de Srila Prabhupada.
And the young hippies heard his chanting.
Y los jóvenes hippies escucharon su canto.
And that's how this movement started.
Y es como este movimiento comenzó.
It started with his pure chanting.
Comenzó con su canto
in Tompkins Square Park.
En Tompkins Square Park.
That's how it started.
Ahí empezó todo.
So, second night, still, it was getting late.
Otra vez se volvía tarde en la segunda.
The prostitute was getting restless.
La prostituta se ponía inquieta.
Haridas said, I'm so sorry.
Haridas dijo, ay, lo siento.
I still wasn't able to finish.
No puedo terminar.
Please, come back tomorrow. For sure, I'll finish my rondas.
Por favor, ven mañana y podré seguro terminar en mi
ronda. So, she came the third night.
Noche.
Very, very excited.
Muy excitada.
Again, paying obeisances. And chanting along with Haridas. All of a sudden, she fell down crying.
De repente, ella se soltó llorando.
Thakurji, I am a prostitute.
Thakur, soy una prostituta.
I have committed so many sinful activities throughout my life. I have been sent by Ramachandra Khan to pollute you. But by hearing you chanting, I am now finished with this sinful life. You please be my guru.
Por favor, sea mi guru.
Deliver me.
Libéreme.
Save my wretched soul.
Se salve esta alma querida.
Haridas Thakur said, yes.
Haridas Thakur dijo,
I know all about that Ramachandra Khan.
Yo sé todo de ese Ramachandra.
He is nothing but an ignorant fool.
No es nadie más que un tonto ignorante.
If he wasn't an ignorant fool, I would have left the first night, I would have gone.
Si él no fuera un tonto ignorante, yo me hubiera ido la primera noche.
But he's such an ignorant fool.
Pero es tan ignorante, tonto.
And when he sent you,
que cuando te mandó,
I said to myself, let me deliver you.
Yo le dije a mí mismo, déjame liberarte.
I stayed here just to deliver you.
Me quedé aquí simplemente para liberarte.
Now you go home.
Ahora vete a casa.
You take all of your possessions.
Toma todas tus posesiones.
Give them to the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas.
Dáselo a los Brahmanas y a los Vaishnavas.
You come and stay in this room.
Tú quédate, ven y quédate en este cuarto.
I am leaving.
Yo ya me voy.
You stay here.
Tú quédate aquí.
You live with one cloth.
Simplemente vive con
you
una
shave
ropa.
Your head.
Corta tu cabello.
And like me, you chant in front of Tulsi.
Y como yo canta,
3 times 64 roundos every day.
64 rondas, 3 veces todos los días.
And she did it.
Y lo hizo. Wow.
And she would not eat.
Y ella no comía.
She would eat only what people would bring.
Solo lo que la gente le daba.
And because she was eating very little,
y como era muy poco lo que comía,
her senses became under control.
Sus sentidos se volvieron bajo control.
And very soon she became purified.
Y muy pronto se volvió purificada.
And in time,
y en un tiempo,
other saintly persons would come to see her.
Otras personas antes venían a ver.
Now the prostitute is sadvi.
Ahora la prostituta es sadvi.
She is sadhujini.
Ella es sadhujini.
Why? Because she's chanting and following the instructions of her guru.
Porque ella estaba cantando y porque estaba siguiendo las instrucciones de su guru.
And Haridas Thakur went and he stayed a little bit with Advaita Acharya.
Haridas Thakur fue y estuvo un tiempo con Advaita Acharya.
And he lived an exemplary life chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And when he was tested by Maya Devi herself,
y cuando él fue probado por Maya Devi misma,
similar circumstance.
Circunstancias similares.
It said that Maya Devi came and was doing all these feminine postures. Krishna Das Kaviraj said it would bewilder even the mind of Lord Brahma.
Dice Vishwanath Chakravarti.
No. Krishna Das Kaviraj, the author.
Krishna Kaviraj dice que eso podría confundir incluso a Brahma.
And for three nights she came.
Y por tres noches ella llegó.
But Haridas Thakur was determined.
Pero Haridas Thakur estaba determinado.
He was paying no attention to the beauty. It said that when she came, she gave off this effulgence.
Se dice que cuando ella llegó, él le dio mucha refulgencia.
It's Maya herself.
Es Maya misma.
The material energy personified.
Energía material personificada.
You can, well, you can't imagine. So, she was glowing in postures. But Haridas Thakur, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. On the third night, she said, I am the illusory potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I have bewildered everyone except you, Haridas. I want to become your disciple. So, she said, from my husband, Lord Shiva, I received the holy name of Ra.
Yo recibí el santo nombre de Ra.
Repite,
Ra.
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 By that holy name of Ram, I get liberation.
Por el santo, a través del santo nombre de Ram, yo otorgo liberación.
But, Haridas, I want from you this name, Krishna.
Pero,
because this name Krishna will give me love of God. And Maya Devi said, right now, there is a flood of love of God because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And anyone who is not delivered by Lord Chaitanya will not be delivered for millions of kalpas or days of Brahma.
Y aquel que no sea liberado por el Señor Chaitanya no será liberado por miles de kalpas o días de Brahma.
So we better get delivered.
Así es que mejor hay que estar.
We better chant without offense.
Mejor tenemos que cantar sin ofensa.
Because if we don't take our Krishna consciousness seriously, it will take millions of days of Brahmas before we can get delivered. So Haridas Thakur initiated her. No fire sacrifice. No GBC. No. His initiation was, all right, you chant Hare Krishna. That's all. And she went off happy. Haridas Thakur ki
jai!
So he's Namacharya, and we follow in his footsteps. And we simply try to hear the mantra. Chanting is easy. You have two lips. You have a tongue. You have two ears. You can chant. And any age, at any time, in any place, no matter where you are, whatever you're doing, chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Muchas gracias, Hare Krishna. So, when Haridas Thakur was old, because when Lord Chaitanya went to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya was 25 years old. And he decided to spend the rest of his life there in Jagannath Puri. So, Haridas Thakur would never be allowed to enter the Jagannath temple. So Lord Chaitanya arranged for him to have his own place. Very near the Jagannath temple. And every day Haridas would look at the chakra on the top of the temple. He would pay his obeisances. That was good enough as if he was going to see Jagannath and paying obeisances. And although he would never be allowed to enter the temple to see Jagannath, every day Jagannath was coming to see him. Because Jagannath is Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya would come every day with prasad. I once had Jagannath prasad. Khichdi. Muy delicioso. So every day Lord Chaitanya was coming to see him. Asking how he was doing. They would talk for some time. He brought him Mahaprasad. And then one day, Haridas was laying down on his back. And he was chanting very slowly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "What's wrong?" And Haridas said, "Oh, I'm okay, but my mind, something's wrong." "What's wrong?" Lord Chaitanya said. "I cannot finish my roundas." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, that's okay. You are already liberated. You are old. I order you. You don't have to chant so many rounds." Haridas said, "That's not it. My Lord, I know soon you are going to disappear. I don't want to see that. I want to give up my body in front of you." And Lord Chaitanya said, "What? You want to leave my association? How I can live without you?" Haridas said, "No, Lord, please, don't play with me. Please, you can do this." So Lord Chaitanya said, "Well, let us see what Jagannath has to say about this." So Lord Chaitanya left. The next day, Lord Chaitanya came with his entourage. And Lord Chaitanya spoke about Haridas Thakur as if he had five mouths. And everybody was, wow. Lord Chaitanya was glorifying Haridas Thakur like anything. And everyone was amazed. So then Haridas Thakur went to all the Vaishnavas and took the dust of their feet on his head. Then he sat in front of Lord Chaitanya and took his feet on his heart. And he simply looked at Lord Chaitanya and chanted, "Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya," and gave up his life. And then Lord Chaitanya took the dead body of Haridas Thakur. They had a big kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya danced with the dead body of Haridas. And Lord Chaitanya lamented, the world now is bereft of this great soul, Haridas Thakur. And then they had a big festival. And they begged food from the shopkeepers and distributed prasad. And Haridas Thakur was buried there right by the sea. And that is how Haridas Thakur achieved the ultimate goal of his life. All glories to Srila Haridas Thakur Namachari. May Namacharya Haridas Thakur bless all of you to chant Rondos Perfectas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.